So welcome back, and today 8.
Today I'd like you to pay special attention to your mood or the emotional quality of mind. So I know this might sound really strange, but we're usually so busy doing things or thinking about things that we forget to notice how we're actually feeling until we notice that we're feeling especially bad or good. Now, when we're training the mind, there's real benefit in noticing these emotions early on. And this really is the perfect opportunity. So do take the time following that body scan just to notice that underlying mood or feeling that might be around. But to begin with, just taking a few moments to get yourself comfortable, sitting up straight but relaxed, eyes open. And when you're ready, just starting with some nice big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Remember, loud enough so that if someone was sat next to you, they'd be able to hear you breathing for these first few breaths. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes, starting to become more aware of the different physical senses. Starting with those feelings of physical contact, body on the chair, the feet on the floor, and the hands and the arms on the legs. I'm starting to notice a few sounds now. Both the louder, more obvious ones, but also the quieter, more subtle sounds that might be around. But the moment you realize the mind's wandered, just gently bringing the attention back to the sounds. And now back to the body. As you just check in with the body, noticing the general feeling or sensation in the body. And then starting at the top of the head, just gently scanning down from head to toe. And remember, as you scan down, to notice the smaller areas of the body as well. The fingers, the toes, the ears. So scanning very gently from one place to the next. I'm just building up a picture of how the body feels, starting to notice that underlying mood, that emotional quality. Maybe even noticing whether you feel that more in some areas of the body than in others. Perhaps starting to notice if that mood influences the breath in any way, so starting to become more aware of the breath now, that physical sensation. Noticing whether you feel that in the stomach, the chest, around the diaphragm. Noticing to see if the breath is short, shallow, long, deep, smooth or interrupted in some way. And just to help you focus on that sensation of the breath, just starting to count in your own time. Just following that rising and falling sensation. Remember that idea of the blue sky? Not needing to do anything. Allowing the clouds to come and go. Each time you realize the mind's wandered off, just gently bringing the attention back again. That rising, falling sensation. And just for a moment now, you can let go the focus on the breath. Let go of any focus. If the mind wants to think, let it think. If it wants to be busy, let it be busy. And then just once again bringing the attention back to the body. back into the physical senses, the feeling of weight in the body, feeling of contact between the body and the chair or the floor, the soles of the feet on the floor, the hands and the arms on the legs. Starting to notice any sounds or smells. Just becoming more familiar with the space around you again. And in your own time, when you're ready, you can just gently open the eyes and sit back. As always, take just a few moments before you get up just to appreciate that feeling of stillness and clarity of having paused for a moment. And whilst you're at it, perhaps just consider the emotional quality of the mind today. So did you find what you expected to find? Maybe you discovered a bit of underlying frustration or sadness, or maybe it was just sort of pure joy, you know, and you were actually much happier than you realized. Whatever it was, remember that neither is right or wrong. And at this stage, all we're doing is familiarizing ourselves with that feeling of observing the mind with a little bit more space. I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 9